Fred Locken is a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Eric Herzig, he chairs the political science department here at UNR. Welcome to Eric as well.
Thanks for having me.
And Eric, we know that Ted Cruz came out on top for the Republicans, with Donald Trump and Marco Rubio just behind. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders by the slimmest of margins. How will these results impact the upcoming caucuses in Nevada?
On the Democratic side, I don't think it had that much effect because, now you've got two candidates. They're going to go state to state. And then it's a question of which state lines up best for which candidate. The first two states kind of front-loaded for Bernie Sanders, but Nevada is not as favorable for Bernie Sanders. The Democratic organization and most of the name Democrats have come out and backed Hillary Clinton. She has on-the-ground organization that isn't going to rely necessarily on college students showing up.
How different is her organization on the ground versus Bernie Sanders?
Well, one, she's been here for a year. I was contacted last spring, so almost a year ago, by organizers from her. Well, we're looking for interns. We're here. And they were doing trainings. Sanders is really relying on that kind of college student energy. All that's good. It brings new people. And he can say, I'm taking the page out of Barack Obama's book. By the same token, it does matter in getting people out to vote. It does matter in a sense who's backing you, and Clinton has most of the big names lined up.
I fully agree. You know, you have the organization for Bernie Sanders coming into the state in late November, early December. We just got a state director not even 2 months ago that was named. So the organization on the ground doesn't have the pragmatism and the structure that Clinton's has. We always believe that legwork up front makes a difference, especially in a caucus situation. So the ability to get out the vote is an edge for Hillary right now, I think, in what will happen in our Democratic caucus on the 20th. That aside, I also agree that the energy levels in a state like Nevada are different than Bernie's been encountering. I love our college students, but I think they're wired a little differently in places like New Hampshire and Iowa. And so although we will find a passionate connection, I don't think it'll be quite to the degree, mostly because we're far more cynical about politics, and we ingrain that early in each succeeding generation.
And then also looking to Nevada's caucuses, Fred, in terms of Republican candidates, we don't have poll information to really show who's on top, but which candidates do you think might best resonate with Nevada voters?
Well, I think Trump has a problem in Nevada, and it's the same problem that he had in Iowa. He has no ground game here at this point in time, and now he has, I would argue, way too short a window to do one. So again, he's relying on his personal charisma to engage people who traditionally have not participated in the Republican caucus process to show up in numbers. Rubio is the one, I think, to watch in the Nevada Republican caucus.
Why? What is his power in Nevada?
He's doing a really good job of having come here. He is friend-raising like crazy, getting some of the key endorsements. His money-raising and the ability for his campaign to use that money to his advantage in the caucus process. And there's a certain increased energy level when you hear about Rubio as opposed to Cruz. So I think Rubio is the one that could emerge as the star.
We did, though, see Ted Cruz pull ahead in Iowa. Eric, do you think he's built that kind of connection with Nevada voters?
Cruz's strategy in Iowa, and I think it's going to be all along, is he's got an identified base, and he's going to milk every vote he can get out of it. And this is actually one of the national splits among the Republican Party, is that many Republicans feel, well, we can win if all the evangelicals vote. It's not a very broad-based campaign. I think they're going to hammer the rurals, and they're going to try to get whatever they can from the evangelical vote, although in Nevada that historically has just not been that great. Rubio is better positioned to, as Fred said, he's been here. When he comes, he draws a more diverse crowd in terms of types of Republicans. It's not just a singular base.
Eric Herzig, chair of the political science department at UNR, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We've also been hearing from Fred Locken, a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Michelle.